In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Athanasian Creed, we profess, quote, "Now this is the Catholic faith, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity. As the Father is, so is the Son, so also is the Holy Ghost. The Father is uncreated, the Son is uncreated, the Holy Ghost is uncreated. The Father is infinite, the Son is infinite, the Holy Ghost is infinite. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Ghost is eternal. Nevertheless, they are not three eternals, but one eternal. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son is almighty, the Holy Ghost is almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So also the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but only one God." Close quote. In his encyclical letter on the Holy Ghost, Divinum Illud Munus, Pope Leo XIII teaches, quote, "The mystery of the Blessed Trinity is called by the doctors of the Church the substance of the New Testament. That is to say, the greatest of all mysteries, since it is the fountain and origin of them all. In order to know and contemplate this mystery, the angels were created in heaven and men upon earth." Close quote. Today, as hopefully all of you know, is Trinity Sunday, always the Sunday after Pentecost. Take to heart what Pope Leo XIII teaches, namely that the angels and men were created to know and contemplate the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, this is number 234, quote, "The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in Himself. It is therefore the source of all the other mysteries of faith, the light that enlightens them." Close quote. This morning, we'll just touch on very briefly 12 examples of how the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the source of all the other mysteries of faith and the light that enlightens them. Number one, Sacred Scripture. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the light that enlightens Sacred Scripture. In today's epistle from Romans chapter 11, St. Paul writes, quote, "For of Him and by Him and in Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." Close quote. St. Augustine, Doctor of the Church, comments, quote, "Of Him refers to the Father, by Him to the Son, in Him to the Holy Ghost." Close quote. At the end, the "to Him be glory forever" reveals the unity of the nature of the three divine persons. Example number two, baptism. We are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. There is no Christian life. There is no divine life without baptism, without life in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You cannot even begin to do the smallest thing that is Christian or Catholic without having that life in the name of the Most Blessed Trinity. The third example, prayer. Every time that we pray, and every time that we pray truly as Catholics, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Example number four, the Holy Rosary. The joyful mysteries give glory and praise to God the Father, the sorrowful mysteries to God the Son, and the glorious mysteries give glory and praise to God the Holy Ghost. Number five, holy matrimony. In the sacrament of holy matrimony, the priest joins husband and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Number six, the angels. Let us not forget that the angels reflect the grandeur and majesty of God. Hence, they are divided into three hierarchies, each with three choirs. The first hierarchy consists of the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones, whose primary mission is to contemplate and adore the Blessed Trinity. The second hierarchy consists of the dominations, virtues, and powers. And the third hierarchy consists of the principalities, archangels, and angels. Number seven, the saints. Listen to these three examples. I chose three, not by coincidence. Listen to these three examples from the saints. Saint Albert the Great prays, quote, O Father, by thy infinite power, fill and fix in my memory holy and divine thoughts. O Son, by thy eternal wisdom, grant me knowledge of thy sovereign truth and of my own nothingness. O Holy Ghost, who art the love of the Father and the Son, by thy incomprehensible goodness, unite my will to thine and enkindle it with the fire of thy charity. Close quote. Saint Gertrude the Great prays, quote, I venerate and glorify thee, O most blessed Trinity, in union with that glory with which God the Father in his omnipotence honors the Son and the Holy Spirit forever. That glory with which God the Son in his unsearchable wisdom glorifies the Father and the Holy Spirit forever. That glory with which the Holy Spirit in his unsearchable goodness extols the Father and the Son forever. Close quote. And Saint Catherine of Siena prays, quote, O eternal Trinity, thou art an unfathomable sea, wherein the more I plunge, the more I find thee, and the more I find thee, the more I seek thee again. Of thou it can never be said, it is enough. Reclothe me, eternal Trinity, reclothe me with thyself, so that I may pass this mortal life in true obedience, and in the light of that holy faith with which thou hast inebriated my soul. Close quote. 8. Man and creation. In his spiritual exercises, Saint Ignatius of Loyola teaches that man is created to praise, reverence, and serve God our Lord. That is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And by this means to save his soul. St. Ignatius then teaches that all other things on the face of this earth, all other things on the face of this earth are created for man in order that they may help him in praising, reverencing, and serving the Most Holy Trinity. What this means is, it means that there's nothing whose end is not praising, reverencing, and serving the Most Holy Trinity. Number 9, the Virgin Mary. This shouldn't surprise us. Mary is the most favored daughter of the Eternal Father. She is the most beloved mother of the Divine Son. She is the most cherished spouse of the Holy Ghost. God the Father communicated to Mary His fruitfulness. God the Son descended into her virginal womb as the new Adam into His terrestrial paradise. And God the Holy Ghost with Mary, in her and of her, produced His masterpiece, which is God made man. God the Father chose Mary. God the Son loved her. God the Holy Ghost espoused her. Number 10, the Annunciation. And I just chose one of the mysteries of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but truly all of the mysteries of the Blessed Virgin Mary are manifesting how the mystery of the Blessed Trinity is the source of all the other mysteries of faith and the light that enlightens them. So the Annunciation, number 10, the Annunciation. God wills to reveal the mystery of the Blessed Trinity through the Annunciation. It is revealed in the Annunciation that the Father has chosen Mary as the mother of His Son, and that He has blessed her above all others. Secondly, the Son is announced by the Archangel Gabriel as Jesus, who shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. Luke 1, 31-32. Thirdly, the Holy Ghost is revealed. It is by Him that Mary shall conceive and bear the only Son of God. Number 11, Holy Mass. There is so much that can be said on this subject. This morning I will just limit myself to very, very few words. Holy Mass. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is offered first and foremost to the Blessed Trinity. Listen to the beginning of the last of the offertory prayers. Quote, "Receive, O Holy Trinity, this offering which we make to Thee." Close quote. The primary end of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is to give glory to God. That's glory to the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the final example, number 12, is Holy Communion. Pay very close attention, not just now, but later on in the days to come, because tonight I will begin giving the spiritual talks, and the theme is the Holy Eucharist. So number 12, Holy Communion. It is by Holy Communion that we are especially united to Christ. Christ comes to us in Holy Communion, but He does not come alone. Where Jesus is, His Father is also. And where the Father and the Son are present, there also is the Holy Ghost. Consequently, the adorable Trinity dwells in the heart of each communicant. And so there we are, we finished with the 12 examples. In conclusion, Remember to keep in your mind and heart, I have been created to know and contemplate the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Keep reminding yourself of this. Keep this in your mind. Keep it in your heart. Tell yourself often, I have been created. I'm here on this earth to know and contemplate the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. And all of the marvelous treasures of our faith, we just listed 12 examples, all of the marvelous treasures of our Catholic faith have been given to us by God so that we may know, contemplate, and love Him. My children, during this novena to Our Lady of Buen Suceso, thank God for all these magnificent treasures and pray for the grace to use them well. That is, to know and contemplate the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son, glory be to God the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.